This is Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. On the Truth Train today, Dr. Davis continues our journey into chapter 7 in the book of Daniel and the interpretation of Daniel's vision of the four beasts.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, continuing with our study in the prophetic writings of Daniel. We have gone through the beginning of Daniel chapter 7 and really went through the interpretation of the beast and their moral characters, but I will continue to read 15 through 24 as this is Daniel's vision interpreted. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts, which are four kings, which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I wished to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured broken pieces and trampled the residue with its feet. And the 10 horns that were on its head and the other horn which came up before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came and a judgment was made in favor of the saints on the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it into pieces. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall arise after them. He shall be different from the first ones and shall subdue these kings. Moving on to verse 25. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saint shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. Time, times, and half a time. Time is 1 year, times is 2 years, and half a time is one half. This equals 3.5 years when you add these all up together. And what is being described here is the Great Tribulation. What is being described is the 10-nation confederacy that will have its origins out of the Roman government. And one king that will subdue this 10-nation confederacy will be the Antichrist, who will bring into accord and promise peace and safety on the earth, but will then approach Israel with a peace treaty, which will begin the tribulation. Whenever we reference the Ancient of Days, we find in Psalms 90, verse 2, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalms 97, 3, fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. When it talks about the books being opened here in chapter 7, Moses knew of books. We know about the book of life. We have the Old Testament, the New Testament book, the book of Acts, as well as thoughts. But in Exodus 32, 32, Moses says, but now, please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. Psalms 56 and 8, record my lament, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? And Malachi 3, 16, a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. Moving on to verses 26 through 28, but the court shall be seated and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. Here we see the millennium in Jesus Christ and his dominion that will reign forever and ever. Jesus Christ is on the throne. Psalms 2 and 8, ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. In Revelations 11, 15, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
When Daniel received his vision of the four beasts in chapter 7, he was puzzled as to its meaning. Standing next to Daniel was the angel Gabriel. He helped Daniel to understand that Jesus was showing him in the vision the powers that will arise in the end time, ushering in the return of Jesus and his millennial rule of earth. Today, some Bible scholars and teachers believe we are seeing these end time forces emerging in the West, the North, and the South, just as Jesus showed Daniel in the vision of the four beasts. These are signs to us today that it is time to get our lives right with God, because the end of life as we know is quickly approaching the crossroads of eternity. To contact Dr. Davis, please email her at cherildavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project.